Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of February 13th, 2023. Spring will soon be upon us, and that means it's time for our next round of high school plays. First up, with nearly identical run times, are Glencoe and Liberty, with their productions of Urinetown the Musical and Lucky Stiff, respectively. In Urinetown, a unique, entertaining, and thought-provoking musical with a stinky name, the residents of a dystopian, unknown town must pay to use the amenities after the Big Stink nearly destroyed everything. Things seem under control until rising prices lead citizens to rebel. Opening night is Friday, February 24th. Based on the novel The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo by Michael Butterworth, Lucky Stiff is an offbeat, hilarious murder mystery farce, complete with mistaken identities, $6 million in diamonds, and a corpse in a wheelchair. This show also opens on Friday, February 24th. Hill High is next with Into the Woods, opening on Thursday, March 9th, and Century is close behind with Singin' in the Rain, which opens on Friday, March 10th. Into the Woods is a Tony Award-winning collaborative effort between James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim, in which well-known storybook characters are brought together into a new story complete with a witch's curse, wishes granted, and unintended consequences. Come see Real Rain on stage. Singin' in the Rain pours down delight, capturing the waning days of the silent screen era as they give way to newfangled talkies, and calling into question what it means to act, how credit is distributed, and what it means to get a fair shake in the movie business. Learn more about each of these productions on our website. Our featured event is the 400th episode of Orca Live. On Friday, February 3rd, Orenco Elementary School celebrated this milestone taping of its student-run television show. Several current high school seniors returned to the school to anchor the special show and reflect on previous seasons. Orca Live students direct and anchor the broadcasts and work the mixer board, audio board, and camera for their shows, which air approximately every other week. 386 students have been part of the crew over the past 18 seasons, including this year's team. Participating in Orca Live has provided students with a very unique experience, taught them valuable technical skills, increased their public speaking skills, and overall has been a bright spot in their educational careers. Way to go, Orca Live students. You make us proud to be HSD. Tuesday, February 14th is not just Valentine's Day. It's also the day Oregon became the 33rd state in 1859. Happy 164th birthday, Oregon. There will be no school for all students on Monday, February 20th, in observance of President's Day. School resumes on Tuesday, February 21st. Our bond update is on Liberty's solar array. The canopy is up, overhead bar grating and lighting conduit have been installed, and installation of the solar panels is expected to start in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, siding is being installed as crews work on finishing the mechanical shed. Expected project completion is April 2023. View updates at hillsborough-bond.org. In every odd-numbered year, a certain number of seats on our school board are up for election. In order to provide prospective candidates with additional insight about the role and duties of a board member, we will hold lunchtime information sessions on February 13th and March 3rd. The session on February 13th is in person at the District Administration Center from noon to 1 p.m. Families are invited to join us virtually to learn more about current trends in fentanyl use in teens within Washington County and HSD systems of support at our Substance Abuse Awareness Night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 15th. The event will be presented in English and Spanish, and there will be an opportunity for families to ask questions. As we get closer to completing our draft 2023 to 2027 strategic plan, we invite all HSC stakeholders to review the plan's core elements and provide their feedback by Friday, February 17th. Your input will be very valuable as we work toward developing a final version to present to the school board for first reading on Tuesday, March 14th. All HSC students in grades K through 12 are invited to participate in the South Meadows Chess Tournament from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 25th. Cost is $6 at the door, which includes pizza and prizes. Register in advance at bracketjd.com and use access code CHESS. HSD families are invited to our first annual multilingual night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 23rd at South Meadows Middle School to learn more about multilingual programs at our middle and high schools. Information will be provided about students' success, challenges, and ways you can support them at home. Dinner and prizes will be available. If you're still considering attending the Hillsborough Schools Foundation's annual gala and auction on Saturday, February 25th, you need to get your tickets by Thursday, February 16th. And don't forget to browse through their virtual online silent auction starting Monday, February 20th. Bring your little love bug for an unforgettable evening of intergenerational fun at My Tiny Valentine from 3 to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 18th at the Walters Cultural Arts Center. Enjoy a family-friendly tea party and dance, complete with delectable bites and kid-approved beverages. Visit the Brookwood and Shute Park Public Libraries for treats, themed stickers, one free book or movie, a bookmark, and entry into a drawing for a reading-themed gift bag during Patron Appreciation Days, Tuesday through Thursday, February 14th through 16th. Hillsborough Public Libraries invite you to go on a blind date with a book. Surprise yourself. Select a book based on your interests, mood, or clues on the wrapping. Take a chance through Saturday, February 18th. Attention staff, a free PERS 403B virtual retirement planning seminar will take place at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 22nd via Zoom. The workshop is open to all employees and their partners, whether they are planning to retire in the near future or are simply looking to get some questions answered. Register in advance at the link on the staff news page of our website. Licensed staff are invited to join us for one of two optional professional development sessions on HSD's Evaluation 5D Plus rubric. Sessions will be offered from 3:45 to 4:45 p.m. on February 23rd and April 20th. Extended contract will be paid. That's all for the week of February 13th, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.